President Donald Trump continues to make headlines for all the wrong reasons, clashing now with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull over a refugee deal and blasting the Obama administration's Iran nuclear deal. Today you also had a go at Arnold Schwarzenegger. So for the very latest, we're joined live from Washington by U.S. correspondent Simon Marks. Simon, we'll save the celebrity stuff for later, but let's start with the fact that it seems on a daily basis something new is coming out of the Oval Office, the latest being what seems to be the president reneging or reconsidering an Obama-era deal around refugees from Australia.
That's right, Iman, describing it on Twitter as a dumb deal after reports were published here that suggest that over the weekend, President Trump and the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull had a foreshortened telephone call. They were supposed to be talking for about an hour. At the 25-minute mark, Donald Trump decided to terminate the call. So enraged was he when he seemingly, perhaps from the Prime Minister himself, learnt the details of this resettlement plan that the Obama administration had negotiated with the Australian government. It envisages the resettlement of 1,246 asylum seekers from Australia to the United States. President Trump on Twitter indicated that he was going to study what he called this dumb deal. A short while ago, his spokesman at the White House, Sean Spicer, said that the conversation on Saturday had been cordial, although there's no indication from any other source that that is an adjective that could be used to describe it, and that out of respect for a man that the White House press secretary referred to as Prime Minister Trumbull, the United States plans to honor the terms of the resettlement agreement, but will now force every one of those 1,246 people to go through extreme vetting before deciding whether to let them into the United States. So we have to wait and see how the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull responds to what the White House has now said, and we'll have to see whether, in fact, this deal is still in place. Just worth making the point that of all the world leaders Donald Trump spoke to over the weekend, President of Russia, the Prime Minister of Japan, François Hollande of France, Angela Merkel of Germany, who would ever have imagined that the one that he would have the big dust-up with would be Malcolm Turnbull of Australia?
And he described it as the worst call that he's taken since his inauguration. I want to come to this other tweet, which speaks to a very delicate foreign policy matter. The president tweeting earlier today, Iran has been formally put on notice for firing a ballistic missile. Should have been thankful for the terrible deal the U.S. made for them. What was that all about?
Well, we know that yesterday the White House briefing was interrupted by the country's national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Always worth making the point that there are no Democrats and hardly any Republicans here in Washington who think that Michael Flynn has the qualifications necessary to be the national security advisor in the White House. He came into the room, blasted Iran, and then said that the United States was formally putting Iran on notice. He then stalked out of the briefing room. Reporters asked the press secretary at the White House what that meant. He didn't seem to know the answer to that question. The National Security Council spokesman didn't know the answer to the question. Donald Trump then repeated the phrase on Twitter a few hours ago. It would seem that what it means is that the United States is communicating to the Iranian government that there's a new sheriff in town here in Washington, D.C., and that the future of the U.S. relationship with Iran is now coming under the microscope. We know that they are behind the scenes weighing the possibility of fresh sanctions against the Iranians. But in terms of whether they've triggered any kind of formal procedure notifying Iran in any way that it's in breach of a United Nations Security Council resolution, as they claim, that's still very unclear.
Two quick things before I let you go, Simon, and the one is about, we're hearing reports about California's attempts to resist the president, and there's talk about the creation of an independent or a separate nation.
Well, that would be a bold move by California, wouldn't it? Certainly, it's got the economic capacity to exist as an independent, separate nation, given that I think last time I checked, it's got, if it was an independent nation, it would have the fifth largest GDP in the world. But look, there is resistance being demonstrated. There was a clash last night at the University of Berkeley when a far-right web blogger tried to make an appearance at the University of Berkeley and protesters stopped that from happening. There's tremendous tension in society here, a sense that things are moving at a frenzied pace here in Washington. That's destabilizing people in various parts of the country and in California apparently leading to a suggestion that maybe they should secede.
And perhaps prayer is the answer then, Simon Marks, with regard to all of that. Donald Trump was appearing at a national prayer breakfast to pray for, well, he was at that breakfast, and one of the things that, he wanted to do was to pray for Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he mocked his replacement on the Celebrity Apprentice for his poor ratings. Was this all tongue-in-cheek and good-natured?
Well, I'm not sure that it was that tongue-in-cheek. Donald Trump, in appearances, even since he's become president of the United States, seems unable to stop talking about how much people like him. He talks all the time about the size of his election victory. He talks all the time about the size of his television ratings. And so the National Prayer Breakfast, which has never been a place previously where you would go and make that kind of a speech, became a place where Donald Trump today started throwing mud once again at Arnold Schwarzenegger. He seems to have an obsession with the size of the Apprentice ratings, that's Donald Trump's ratings, versus Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is now fired back and suggested that perhaps they should change jobs, which would then allow the country to stop worrying, as much as I was saying the country in many places is worrying as a result of Donald Trump moving into the White House.
On that note, Simon, thank you very much for the update. U.S. correspondent Simon Marks joining us there from Washington.